now that we see the Q identity has been compromised by a psyop, and, you know, a psyop is in charge, we ought to just start coming forward with much more of our own deep source information, which, you know, I've been filtering through QAnon, basically utilizing it as a vehicle so that information we independently had could be blended into the QAnon story. That's been largely my methodology in the decodes I've been doing. So I think we need to just quit that and go directly with our own sources and our own intelligence information, because right now we're at a critical point. This is the point at which I believe the Trump administration is positioning to fire Mueller or put Mueller under criminal investigation himself for the Uranium One cover-up that he did, which I think was criminal. And Trump is about to launch into a serious counterattack, in which I believe Sessions has to be fired, Rosenstein has to be fired. And I think what this signals, I think, Alex, is we ought to go more directly even now, even ramp it up with our own internal intelligence information that we can share with the public. I mean, not anything classified, nothing that is, you know, top secret. I'm not interested in dealing in classified information. But the own interpretations and directions we're getting pointed in by the intelligence sources you and I both work with almost on an everyday basis.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
QAnon put out a lot of exclusive info that was accurate, made a lot of predictions that were accurate up front. Then a lot of things started to be said that weren't exactly accurate or didn't happen. And then I noticed mainstream media and online, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, wouldn't block you when you were promoting that. And I thought, that's a little suspicious. But I talked to people I know in the military and others. They said, no, we know some of the people on those boards using that name. There's only five or six people. But then it started getting a little bit weird. And they said, no, somebody's hijacked it and basically hacked it and is using it. And is now putting out disinformation. But separately, people like Zach, super good source. I know his full name, who he is. We got a lot of other big sources in the military. I mean, I've got sources, I'm not going to say from what units or groups, but the most elite, of the most elite, highest level, we have it. I'm going to leave it at that. CIA, Dev Group, Delta Force, you name it, all of it. Whole nine yards. Because they're patriots. And then they know what this country is in right now, where we're going. And Dr. Corsi's written three number one New York Times bestsellers. He's changed elections. He's got amazing sources. He got told by the White House 6 months ago, hey, we like QAnon. But now that's not the case. And so I was on the phone this morning and talked to some folks who are out playing golf with people that have been involved in QAnon. They say, hey, that's been taken over. We're unable to even post anymore. That's not us anymore. And then Corsi was right on the same line 2 days ago in private conversations we had, saying, hey, it's been compromised. Then I didn't even talk about it on air. Then I was separately told this by QAnon. I'm going to say again, I've talked to QAnon. There's only about five, six people that have actually been posting. I've talked to QAnon, and they're saying QAnon is no longer QAnon. So, Dr. Corsi, tell us about your angle on this.
Well, it's very similar to yours, I think, Alex. You're correct. I think the White House for a long time did support QAnon. I've been following it since December. And then periodically there would be cyber attacks and it would shift. It was clear that the QAnon identity was under attack. The real shift occurred really on April 28th. That's when I really began concluding that QAnon was now completely hijacked by a psychop operation that had hijacked the identity and was starting to publish disinformation designed to destroy the movement and dividing the movement. The post changed in quality in their content. We started to get attacks on people profiteering, making money. You know, you can't make any money on the Patriot movement if you're making money.
So we started to see
here a
fog of confusion attacking
exactly.
The platforms, yes.
And no leader, I mean, first of all, no leader like QAnon, why would you attack prominent spokespeople in the movement, attacking, you know, me for writing a book and making money on writing a book? And so I began to get then just, you know, inundated with troll type emails and postings on Twitter attacking me for profiteering, even though I've been one of the most prominent supporters of Q. the whole movement began to turn on.
And by the way, your book is about the conspiracy to overthrow the president with the fake Russiagate. Nothing to do with QAnon, even though there's some in the book. So that's how the distraction began. So the identity got grabbed. You, one of the people promoting the original real QAnon, began getting demonized as the public spokesperson, basically, QAnon. I mean, that's what you've become. Now we go the rest of the way. But I was told months ago it was compromised. So there's a civil war going on in this country between the Tories, those that are with the globalists, the big robber barons, the internationalists, who want to end sovereignty and end the free market for the general public, and nationalists like Trump, who says he wants a victory for the world. He wants world peace. He wants economic development. He doesn't want a strategy of tension, a strategy of destabilization, but a very good, pragmatic strategy of development. We haven't had that.
A serious counterattack, in which I believe Sessions has to be fired, Rosenstein has to be fired. And I think what this signals, I think, Alex, is we ought to go more directly even now, even ramp it up with our own internal intelligence information that we can share with the public. I mean, not...